This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So from what I'm hearing, so far the vaccine rollout in the UK is going on without a hitch. Not that I think what any hitches would really be reported, but so far so good. The first recipient of the Pfizer biotech vaccine was 90-year-old Margaret Keenan. She said this was the best Christmas present she could have had. She's very excited to have gotten the COVID vaccine, all smiles and looking good. And so it's a good sign. It's a really, really, really good sign. Wish I could get all my older relatives to agree to get the vaccine because, you know, I am excited about this. Still a lot of hesitation, and we're going to talk about that, and we have talked about it, but I think people are going to come around once they see, you know, 90, going on 91-year-old Margaret Keenan doing well after getting the coronavirus vaccine and not getting coronavirus, and once we start to hear numbers drop, whether they drop coincidentally because the virus changes or because of the vaccine, I think we're going to have, you know, more people on board. So it's you know, it's something that finally we got a little bit of good news. There is a nurse who was a part of the vaccine trial who is very pro-vaccine, but wants to make sure that everybody who gets the vaccine understands that they might get a high fever, they might get body aches, they might get headaches, they might not feel well. I know the media has had to be very, very careful, and medical experts have had to be very, very careful given the long list of side effects. Once drug companies had to advertise their side effects on TV, sales went down because they had to list the side effects. Listen, the side effects took longer than actually, you know, promoting the drug, just like with the vaccine. You get the vaccine, it's quick. Going through all the side effects takes like twice or three times as long. So we do need to be very, very cautious about scaring the public, but I do think they need to know. I think the public needs to know that you might get some side effects that might keep you out of work a day or two. So it's something that I do agree with this nurse in that we do need to make sure people are aware that, you know, you're not going to be able to go, you know, jump on a roller coaster right away, especially since roller coasters aren't currently running. Unless, of course, you don't scream, right? In China, right, you can't, like, you can't yell. You have to, you know, and you gotta like, So I don't scream on a roller coaster. I laugh. When I'm nervous, I laugh. So when I'm on a roller coaster, I'm laughing. I was at Six Flags with my son Brock years ago, and those are the scariest roller coasters ever. And Daddy didn't want to do it. Daddy was done. And Stone, I think he like ripped his pants on one of them. And so he's like, well, I'm done because everybody's going to, you know, see my whatever. So me and Brock went on all the roller coasters. And I mean, those are like, you were like hanging upside down. I mean, you know, and so, you know, so Brock was singing Batman. He's singing the Batman song. So we sang the whole time. So when I'm scared, I sing. And I, yeah, you know, Wonder Woman. That's what I would do. I'd be doing the Wonder Woman song. Okay, so anyway, so is America going to have enough vaccine doses? So in the news, you heard people say Trump turned down vaccines. Trump blew off Pfizer, turned down vaccines. So, all right, I'm not president of the United States. But if I was president and I had 328 million people within my country, and you had to expect that you needed to give them two shots, that means 660 million doses, all right? I would probably err on the side of caution and buy maybe 700 to 800 million doses of the vaccine. But I wouldn't buy it from one company. I would buy maybe 100 million from Pfizer. Maybe 200 million from Moderna. Maybe 200 million from AstraZeneca. We got Johnson & Johnson, Novavax, Sanofi. All right, now, Pfizer is going to be the first ones to get their approval. Then Moderna. So, if I was president, I would want to hedge. I wouldn't want to put all our money and all our funds on one vaccine, because what if that one vaccine failed? Or what if that one vaccine had issues? I'd want to make sure we had others coming around the bend. I'm a hedger. Now, I'm not saying that's what President Trump did, but it sounds like, and I'm getting different reports. One report said that the U.S. secured 300 million doses from AstraZeneca. Another report said that we bought 500 million doses from AstraZeneca. Moderna, we've secured about 100 million, I'm hearing, and Moderna is planning to have 500 million to a billion doses ready globally by 2021. So it sounds like there are a lot of vaccines. It sounds like the U.S., if we can look at every single thing they bought from Johnson & Johnson and Novavax and Moderna and AstraZeneca, it sounds like they did buy enough for every single American. In terms of having them all now, that's a whole other story. So, I've been asked, was that a mistake? Should he have bought more Pfizer vaccine last summer? Well, in the summer, that's when he bought AstraZeneca. That's when they bought, this isn't just about Trump. The U.S., the Washington administration, Trump administration, had already pre-secured millions of votes. European countries were ticked because we were securing and pre-buying all these millions and millions of doses. People got mad going, okay, do you need all that? Do you need that many? We want to make sure our country gets the vaccine first, because we're building, like Sanofi, I think was one. I forget which one complains. In France, they were like, wait a second, really, you're going to ship to America first? So in June, we didn't know who was going to make it first. So it looks like what they did is they did a machine gun approach and they bought 100 million here, there. So from what I've been told, we have plenty of quote-unquote vaccine orders. Whether we're going to actually have the vials and who is going to be FDA approved and whose study, whose science is going to make it to the finish line, that's a crapshoot. And in June, July, how would you know? It's always a gamble with pharmaceuticals and medications. So Pfizer. We have Pfizer. Looks like it's going to be very, very efficacious. Looks like it's a little pain in the butt with the cold and the shipment. So if Moderna comes with an easier shipment process, they're going to probably win. So, do I think we have enough? Yes. Do I think everybody's going to get it at the same time? Hell no. It's going to be really drawn out throughout the next year. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, I remember about a year or two ago we were talking about how now that we've been buying a lot of our medical supplies online, there's been some room for fraud. And there's been, unfortunately, our diabetics have been facing counterfeit test strips. And now that Amazon is going to be opening their platforms to pharmacy, many of you have been kind of concerned about what could you do to verify or confirm if it's a trustworthy site. So I'm very, very excited, I'm very, very excited about our next guest, Brian Heald, LifeScan Senior Vice President and Head of Product, kind of talking to us about how to make sure the medical supplies we're buying are authentic and safe to use. Brian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia. Really appreciate being here today.
And, man, such an important topic. So, you know, people are excited that, you know, they could, while they're in isolation or quarantine or while they're staying safe at home, they can, you know, hopefully be able to shop for their medical supplies. But there are some risks. Talk to us about some of those risks.
Yeah, definitely, Dr. Dahlia. We're very concerned about the health and safety of people with diabetes. So that's why this, as you say, is a really top-of-mind topic for us. The important thing I would say for people to know is always get your products from a trusted source. So go to a distributor that would be an online store or a local retailer that you recognize. That's really one of the most important things to ensure that you know the product. And I'll talk a little bit more about how you know if the product is counterfeit. But first of all, go to those stores. That way you've got a chance to get access to the right products. Today, as Dr. Dahlia, as you said, it's on Amazon, for example. You can buy safely at company stores. So in the case of LifeScan, you would go to the One Touch store. You'd search for One Touch store. There you could buy product, and that's through our licensed distributor, which is iServe. Mm-hmm. So that would be a means to get product online.
Fantastic. See, Brian, it's interesting. So, you know, I had a practice for many years before I went to telemedicine. So when I would write a glucose monitor or test strips, I would just write the One Touch brand. I would just write, buy One Touch this. They would take that prescription, they'd go to the pharmacy, they'd purchase it. Now that doctors are doing telemedicine, patients might not be able to have the doctor's endorsements right as readily available. And the doctor might write something generic, saying, well, go get this glucometer or go get these test strips, and that's when people go to the internet. And so is there some advice that you have for patients when they do want to buy certain, supplies, what to ask their telemedicine provider?
Yeah, definitely. You should choose products that you know are going to be through a licensed distributor. So in the case of the OneTouch products that Dr. Dahlia, that you mentioned, there you've got assurances that product would have gone through and the rigors of the right testing. The distributor and supplier of transportation would have been validated to transport in a certain way that would meet specifications. And the product would then you'd have assurances that it met all accuracy and handling criteria to ensure that you'd get a good result as a person with diabetes. That would be the first advice I'd give is make sure you choose products like that you can trust in total.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if you, yeah.
No, that's okay. Please continue, Brian.
I think that's the most important thing is that you know that. And so in the products like ours, I'll just run on to the counterfeit side of things because that's kind of a new topic with so many people with diabetes, 34 million, as was mentioned. It is a target for redistribution of product or importing product that would be essentially contraband or adulterated product. So in the U.S., if you receive a product from a non-known source, you can look for things like expiration dating that's beyond its date, if it's been expired. You can look for things like if somebody over-labeled the expiration date on a product, that would be a sign of somebody redistributing a product. Units of measure are a really important thing because some countries don't use the same unit of measure as in the U.S. So in the U.S., milligrams per deciliter is the unit of measure used for measuring diabetes, mm-hmm. blood sugar in person's blood. And so you want to look for milligrams per deciliter. Lastly, you want to make sure that the product that you would receive through your purchase would have never been opened. You should never receive a product that's a medical product that's critical, like a blood glucose monitoring strip or system, where the product has been opened. So mm-hmm. any opening of a tamper seal or damage to a carton should create a suspicion that it's adulterated product or it's been is counterfeit.
One of my patients told me that the strips were yellow. They opened up. It wasn't any of the brands that I recommend, and the strips were yellow. So that means some sort of a contaminant could have gotten in there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So mishandled, they can cause that, a contaminant to get into the product as well.
Absolutely. We're talking to Brian Heald, Senior Vice President of LifeScan R&D. Now, you know, Brian, so let's say somebody did purchase something, they thought they got it from a trusted site, and it looks like it was counterfeit or tampered with. Where do they go next? What do they do?
Yeah, Dr. Daly, if that's the case, or you suspect that it is, based on those rules or those tips I had just given you, contact the manufacturer's website. From there, that you can make you can report that in the, each of the manufacturers. You can report that it's you suspect it to be a counterfeit product. You should also go back to the seller, whether it be online or a local retail site, to report that. And that way, they'll start an investigation so that they don't allow that to continue. The continued distribution of product like that.
That's good. So, you know, my history as a physician, and I'm kind of dating myself. We're talking now 20 plus years. My diabetics, who would use like a one touch system, go through a LifeScan. They did receive a lot of support from your company when it came to insurance and coverage. You know, we know that the recent administration, Trump administration, has expanded insulin coverage on Medicare. Hopefully that also translates to test strips and diabetic supplies. What are you seeing on the insurance front and in terms of cost help and coverage?
Yeah, I think coverage is, for the one-touch product in the U.S., it's a highly covered product, so you can get access to it in many ways through formularies and that. So it's a very high-volume leading product in the market, so that's good. The pricing of products like one-touch have gone down with time, and so that's the case. So you can get access at an affordable price. You should never go for the lowest. If you find a product that you're suspicious of, but it's a little bit lower or significantly lower in pricing, you should be a little bit suspicious of that, because most of the manufacturers, or all the manufacturers now, produce in a highly efficient way. So sometimes a product that could be not a good product is one that's maybe too low in price, like unbelievably low. So be cautious of those things that seem too good to be true that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And exactly, and you know what, your products, it's always been, you know, I would never want to be a supplier or a, you know, manufacturer of products such as yours, because, man, you guys have to be accurate 100% of the time. Somebody is choosing their insulin dosing, or their, you know, based on what your test strips are telling them, which is why I was very judicious about giving the brand One Touch, because sometimes patients will get a wrong reading and they don't know it's a wrong reading. What do you suggest if somebody doesn't feel like it's matching with what the test strip shows?
Yeah, that's Dr. Daly. I'm so glad that you brought that topic up, and it's super important that when somebody gets a result that doesn't match how they feel, that they investigate that. So they should look for the tips I had given you for about things like expiration and open package, and that, to see if by chance the product might have been a counterfeit product. They should also check to make sure the site that they tested at was clean, so there wouldn't be contamination at the site for the getting the results. And then if you feel like you weren't able to identify it as a counterfeit product, but you are getting a reading that's anomalous like that, you should contact your healthcare provider and report that to them. And then if it's a medical emergency, for sure, always call 911.
Of course, of course. How can people find out more about LifeScan and OneTouch?
You can go to OneTouch.com. If you go to OneTouch.com, you'll learn all about products as well as the management of diabetes.
And then LifeScan.com for LifeScan, correct?
Yes, that's right. OneTouch.com and LifeScan.com.
Fantastic. Brian, thank you so much. We're end of time. Can't wait to have you back. Good luck and Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much, Dr. Dahlia.
All right. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-ELLIE.
C.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Margaret Keenan, a 90-year-old grandmother from Northern Ireland, became the first person in the world on Tuesday to receive the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine shot outside of a trial as Britain begins vaccinating its population. Chuck Yeager, the American pilot who became the first person to break the sound barrier and was later immortalized in The Right Stuff, has died at the age of 97. This was confirmed by his wife. Police in Florida conducted a raid Monday at the home of former Florida Department of Health employee who built the state's COVID-19 case tracker, only to be fired earlier this year for alleged insubordination. Rebecca Jones, a data scientist, was fired from her role at the Department of Health in May. She had claimed that her dismissal was a result of her refusal to alter data related to COVID-19 cases in the state. The complaint alleged that Jones was suspected of accessing a Department of Health messaging service without permission. Authorities seized computer equipment during the raid. USA Radio News. As millions of Americans face financial ruin, politicians seem to have forgotten what life is like in real America. USA Radio News' Tim Berg with a stimulus package update.
Opening the Senate on Monday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Congress cannot stay on the sidelines as millions of Americans are suffering from the coronavirus pandemic. McConnell saying Democrats are dragging out negotiations.
Their strategy's been all or nothing. And so struggling Americans have, of course, got nothing. Well, we're down to the wire, Madam President. Down to the wire.
The Kentucky Republican hoping to fire up his colleagues here so something will get done before everyone heads home for the Christmas recess. The House is expected to vote Wednesday on a stopgap measure to avert a partial government shutdown after current funding is set to expire this Friday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Video gamers, a heads up. The new Cyberpunk 2077 RPG game is well over a 100-gig download. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bells will be ringing, this sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Unfortunately, a lot of people have the blues. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. A lot of stress out there, a lot of anxiety when it comes to work, careers. People have lost their businesses, and they're now trying to pivot and look at what careers are out there. I've been recommending Career Builder as a go-to, and I'm very excited about our next guest, who is going to kind of walk us through what's the way to navigate the job market as we move into 2021. Lee Margaret Stoll, Chief Product Officer of Career Builder. Lee Margaret, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you being here.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Wow, wow. Okay, so, you know, obviously you've been doing this for a long time. You know, what are your predictions as we move into 2021?
Well, my prediction is 2021 has to be a better year than 2020. So I'd say that off of the top. But specifically, we are already starting to see signs of rebound with the vaccine. You know, beginning early stages of hitting the market. Mm-hmm. Where job growth is happening. Holiday season is also helping with that. Mm-hmm. So I think that 2021 will differ from most every other year, and we saw this also coming out of the last recession, in that typically the job market is hot at the beginning of the year. It tapers down midsummer. People are on vacations and, you know, employers aren't hiring as much because people are busy. And then it picks back up at the end of the year. However, we really believe 2021 is going to completely turn that upside down. We'll go in strong in 2021, so we'll continue to see this slow and steady growth. And then come about May, as the vaccine hits the market, confidence will boost. People, both job seekers and employers will start to hire. Job seekers will be more comfortable getting back into in-person sorts of setups. So our summer season, we expect to probably be one of the busier sort of summers that we've seen in years past.
From your lips to God's ears, I hope so. So, you know, many people are kind of, I guess, shell-shocked with what happened with retail, with what happened with restaurants. And so, you know, which industries would you recommend, you know, new job seekers go into in terms of longevity?
Yeah, so you said it at the beginning. Pivot is the name of the game. Everyone's got to be flexible. And so from, you know, and it's really across all industries, but there are specific occupations and skill sets that are required that are really in demand right now. And so, you know, some of it is trucking and driving, anything related to transportation. Is a very, very hot right now. So we see job seekers who maybe, you know, across all kinds of different backgrounds that are willing to step in and do some of that gig work. And then we're also seeing, of course, technology. It never left the top 10 list. It was there before COVID. It was there all through COVID, and we expect we'll continue to climb. So any skills related to technology. Analytics, the ability to understand data, is an emerging skill set that we're seeing pop up across every industry and lots of different job titles. And retail, we'll pivot, right? The stores will continue to move towards online, which creates jobs, frankly, across the whole supply chain and fulfillment, warehousing, you know, packaging. All of those things become critically important for those sectors to thrive. And then, of course, healthcare will continue to boom. We're going to see a lot of adjacent related sort of areas that come as a result of the vaccine, not just the frontline workers of healthcare. I think everybody kind of expects that. But we expect some construction. There's going to be temporary sites that need to be formed. And so there'll be emerging jobs that are not completely typical that will form as a result of, you know, people having to set the infrastructure up around the distribution.
And you hit the right word in terms of flexibility. You know, when people look at the stock market, they look at the ups and the downs, but a lot of times with our index mutual funds, you see they go up. You see over time. And so even though right now it may look like retail and restaurants are probably in a lot of trouble because at any time there could be lockdowns that affect them, over time they do well. And so, you know, diversification of, you know, careers or business owners, you know, with career builder and what you guys do, what do you recommend for those that want to remain owning a business rather than being hired? What sort of businesses do you think small business owners can do in this post-COVID sort of recession we're in?
I think the most important thing is to really strategically think about whatever you were doing. If it was, you know, retail or if you were in some sort of a service sector, really think about how you can ride the wave of what's coming. So look ahead, and we already know, you know, this next year is going to be heavy in terms of vaccine distribution. There are multiple sectors that will come and rise as a part of that. So think for where your business might be able to pivot and take part of that and participate in that rebound. If you had, you know, food services, right? So the restaurant, some restaurants are thriving. Mm-hmm. Some have completely had to shut their doors. The ones that are thriving pivoted and started to look at, okay, how do we do family meals? How do we do takeout? And so we work with these small business owners every day. The ability is just being agile and responding quickly and embracing technology. It's not going anywhere. It's becoming, you know, a part of our lives. We all get online and we order our food and have it delivered and dropped off at our door and don't think another thing about it. Well, it's incumbent on those small businesses to embrace that on their side too, so that they can participate and take part of the growth that will occur. It's just going to be those that are thinking through that strategy and participating will be the ones that accelerate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also the ones that could, you know, survive the storm. You know, when as people go out of business, it's unfortunate. Those who are still able to be there, people are going to still want restaurants. They're going to still want salons. They're going to, so, you know, those who could stand longer. Tell us about Career Builder and what you guys do.
So we are a two-sided marketplace for jobs, essentially, and for recruiting. And so we've got an active, robust employer and recruiter sort of experience, and they actively participate and are looking for talent. Millions of employers every day are still hiring. And then on the job seeker side, we obviously have the other side of the marketplace where we engage job seekers and help to onboard job seekers and really ready job seekers to find that job. So for us, it's all about the match. And the investments mm-hmm. that we've made for both sides of the marketplace are to bring down the barriers. There's like a language problem right now between what a recruiter looks for and what a job seeker says about themselves. Mm-hmm. And so our tools and technology are really focused on, let's remove that language barrier. Let's not look at job titles per se. Let's look at the underlying skills and helping job seekers to not even have to think about that. They give us a little, you know, bit of information and we can tell them what skills they have that are the most highly searched for by recruiters. And the same thing for recruiters. Recruiters tell us, you know, this is the job title I'm looking for, and we can tell them, well, here's the candidates that have the skills to do that job. Don't be so focused on the industry or the job title. Really, truly look at the person and what skills they possess that enable them to do the job. So everybody's got to think a little differently as the jobs are shifting.
And you have AI tools to facilitate this, correct?
Correct. Yes. So from every step of the journey. So for job seekers, you know, from the moment they come on and they start to search and interact, we can start to identify what they're looking for and provide, you know, either like jobs or jobs that are related, maybe they hadn't thought about. And so that's, you know, that's really used a lot by our job seekers. Actually, about 80% of all of our applications come from our recommendations, not from search. And then exactly. In order to be found, you know, you have to have a resume. And so we've mm-hmm. got
tools for that as well.
Which allows for that as well.
Love that. CareerBuilder.com. Lee Margaret Stahl, thank you so much for joining us. We know you have another interview. God bless, and good luck this next year. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
Merry All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Deli.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, the World Health Organization chief has urged us to not hug this holiday season. So if you are going to be with loved ones, don't give them that big, juicy squeeze, bear hug, cuddle like we usually like to do. I don't. I'm not very cuddly with my family. We weren't really touchy. I love hugs. And I think I'm more touchy than other people in the family. But in my family, we didn't, you know, we had to do the kiss goodnight and all that other stuff, but we really weren't very touchy-feely or whatever. But the World Health Organization, no, I do not want this ad. Boy, these pop-ups. I need a good pop-up blocker. World Health Emergency Chief said Monday to don't hug. Dr. Michael Ryan said the epidemic in the U.S. is punishing. It is widespread. So, yeah, I guess hugging, very hard to do, trying to keep 5, 6 feet, 7 feet, 8 feet, however feet you're now deciding to do to keep away. It's still supposed to be 6 feet, but although I got to tell you, some of us are a little bit more, you know, boobalicious, and so sometimes I don't even have the arms length to get around the hug. I don't really hug that much anymore because things get squished and things start to hurt, and it's kind of painful, some hugs. You know, certain times of the month, it's not very easy to hug. But I haven't seen so many of my friends and, you know, so many, you know, family members in a while that when I do see them, I just want to hug them, you know. Students will come by and visit and it'll be all hugs. And so anyway, so hugs this Christmas season, supposed to be a no-no. All right. Now, one thing that not a lot of people are talking about because it's not a very sexy headline is many people have gotten really, really screwed over when it came to their travel plans. CDC suggested not to travel for Thanksgiving, even though I believe 50 million people still did travel this Thanksgiving. It was still a lot less than usual. So for those people that tried to cancel their hotels, tried to cancel their rental car reservation, tried to cancel their flight, not everybody got their money back. And mind you, if I was an airline, this would suck. If I was a hotel, this would suck. I don't know how these companies are doing it because it's not their fault that there's COVID. You know, they're like, look, we're going to allow you to travel as safe as possible. You know, if you want to see your family, we'll take you there. I mean, the airplanes are always being fixed and always being ready to go and there for us. It's just, you know, with everything going on, less people are traveling. So I don't blame them for not wanting to give everybody a refund. What they've been doing is giving you credits. Well, like many of us who travel a lot, if the convention got rescheduled and then got canceled and then got rescheduled and got canceled, you're not using the credits and you're just kind of sitting there. So how do you get your money back for some of these trips that you made that you're not going to be able to make? Well, technically there's a law, right, in the U.S. where if the airline canceled your flight or if they delayed it over a certain amount of time, they have to give you your money back. So if they said, look, sorry, we're canceling your flight. Like, I was supposed to go to Israel this Christmas break. And airline called and said, sorry, the trip's canceled. We are not going to fly your tushy over there. They have to give us our money back. So if you're lucky enough to get a cancellation letter from the airline, it's a done deal. Now, mind you, you still got hotels and all that other stuff, you know, but many of them will work with you. Many of them might apply credits to, like, if it's hotels, to, like, a local one, you know, and then maybe, I don't know, do a staycation with it or something, but it's, you know. But, you know, with the flight, if they cancel it or they delay it, fine. If they didn't, you might be a little screwed. And so if you're looking at Christmas coming up and you're like, oh, gosh, you know, if the CDC is already kind of suggesting maybe we don't travel, if the World Health Organization is saying maybe don't give any hugs, and if you're like, okay, look, I don't know if this thing is going to fly, you might want to start getting some travel insurance. Now, you got to be very, very careful with a lot of these travel insurances. Some of these travel insurances in big letters say not COVID-related. So you are not going to get your money back for that trip, we insure, if it has anything to do with COVID. That might not be the best one to do. But if you do get a travel insurance and you get exposed to somebody with COVID, it is your duty to not get on that plane. The CDC has given us strict guidelines to not get on a plane or to not, you know, to isolate for at least 10 days if you've been exposed to COVID, 7 days if you've had a negative test. So you might want to find a travel insurance that will cover COVID exposure, because even if you're gung-ho, going, man, I am going to be there for Christmas, warm up that hot toddy for me, you know, spike that eggnog, make mine strong, I'm going to be there. You get exposed a day or two before, you're not going, and you're not going to want to go. So start looking at travel insurance for that. Another thing that some people are looking at is, well, what if the only way out of my flight is for them to cancel it? Why not then, you know, pick a flight that's going to get canceled? Okay, well, that's crapshoot. If you guys could figure out a day that you think an airline is going to cancel, I guess. So what that means is if you guys have had trips that kept getting canceled and kept getting canceled, or not trips, but entities or conventions that got canceled, and now you got this ticket and you don't know what to do with this ticket, it's got all these credits you can't use and you wanted to use, you could make a random flight. You can insure it, I guess, or you can make that flight and then, you know, plan if you can't go and they cancel it, then you can get your money back. So it is a little tricky. But my guess, you know, my vote would be get yourself the travel insurance or make sure that you, you know, got that proof that they canceled your trip. You know, this is frustrating. Christmas season is my favorite season. I'm Jewish. We got Hanukkah coming up. You know, with Hanukkah always comes a different time of year. You know, so, you know, you can't always plan. I mean, I know I could look ahead on a calendar, but if I want to take a trip to see family on Hanukkah, it's like, you know, sometimes on a Wednesday in the middle of a week. And you know, December's our busy season, so we always travel on Christmas if we can. I used to always work on Christmas to let everybody else celebrate with their families. But if I don't have any partners, then I work myself. And I know many of you guys are kind of groaning and grumpy, and this is not kind of the news you want to hear, that you're probably going to have to make changes with your Christmas trip. Some of you have said, oh, hell no. I'm not going to. You know, I get it. I get it. You know, being a doctor, we promote all public health efforts, and, you know, we want to make sure people are safe. But, you know, I got to tell you, I'm watching on Facebook every other day, somebody's relative dies, their older relative dies. And it's just one after another. And I'm not trying to get all morose. But, you know, my mom, for instance, you know, my kids have seen my mom a few times. I make jokes, you know, about, you know, how wonderful this is. You know, but honestly, I mean, my kid, life's short. I mean, I got, you know, they got grandparents. We got aunts and uncles. We just haven't seen my, you know, then, and I, you know, there's a lot of people out there saying, Dr. Dahlia, you know, tell me why I shouldn't go and see my family. And when I go, well, COVID, and they're like, yeah, but you know, COVID is mild. COVID's not mild. COVID can kill. This is the deadly, first of all, this is the deadliest time anyway. I mean, when it comes to Christmas time, we got heart attack season, we got stroke season, we got high blood pressure, we get cirrhosis, we get pneumonia, we get flu, we get all sorts of things this time of year. So this is already kind of a deadly time when we travel. But I have a very, very tough time telling somebody who hasn't seen family in so long to not share the holidays with them. That's very difficult, you know, advice for me to give, which is why I don't have to. The CDC is already saying kind of back it off, guys. But I get virtual doesn't cut it. I get that. And so, you know, when I do talk about how then we are going to be pushing a lot about, you know, everybody protecting themselves this holiday, understand that I totally get it, because Christmas trees and being with family, that's kind of what life is all about. And I think a lot of us are done with the Skype and the Zoom family calls. I get that. But unfortunately, you know, we're still heading into a storm. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.